Hello, my name is Adam Welch, and I'm a program manager on the Visual Studio C++ team working on native diagnostic tools. The upcoming RC release of Visual Studio 2015 provides some powerful new tools to help you diagnose performance issues in your apps. The tool I will be showing today is the new Debug Time Memory Profiler, which is able to profile native applications inside Visual Studio 2015. But before we take a look at the tool, why have we invested in memory diagnostics? Memory management is paramount importance to native developers who have control of allocation and deallocation of memory. Providing a set of memory diagnostic tools inside Visual Studio is essential for native developers who want to ensure their apps perform well across a variety of devices, particularly on low memory devices. Past surveys with our customers have indicated that memory profiling is among the most requested features for Visual C++ developers. Competing tools are available on other platforms, such as Valgrind for Linux and Apple's Instruments for Xcode, and they provide great capabilities to their customers. We intend to deliver the comparable diagnostic experience for Windows directly inside the Visual Studio debugging experience. We started on this journey with Visual Studio 2013 Update 2, which added the postmortem memory profiler that can reveal the app's heap contents upon termination of the app. Our new tool for Visual Studio 2015 has a much more powerful debug time workflow that provides heap data in real time. Let's take a look at the new tool in action. Here I have an open source solution known as FamaTracker open inside Visual Studio 2015 RC. The first time I F5 and build and deploy the application, notice that when debugging starts, the new diagnostic tools window opens. You immediately see the live memory consumption of your application and the live CPU utilization. Inside the memory usage tab, we also have a feature that allows you to take heap snapshots that's disabled by default. The reason we did this is because there's a performance and penalty incurred during memory heap profiling, and we didn't want to have that affect every debug session. To enable this, click this icon over here, or also this link down here will work as well. Notice you have to restart debugging in session for this to take effect, which I'm going to do right now. Okay, so now that we've restarted our debug session, we see our applications launched, and we now have the ability to take heap snapshots. It's worth noting that you can only view instance values for heap snapshots that are taken at a debugger break state. So I'm going to go ahead and break the debugger and we'll take a snapshot and look at what that looks like. So when you take a snapshot, it appears down on this list, and you get the execution time of when it was taken, the number of allocations inside that snapshot, as well as the heap size in kilobytes. Clicking either of these links will open the heap snapshot. Depending on which one you click, it actually sorts by that pivot. So I clicked on the count icon, and it sorts this table by allocation count. Notice all the types in your application listed on the left, prepended by the binary, of course. You can sort by object type, count, or total size. We also, in addition to this type summary view, supply a stack view that takes a little bit of preloading. So I'm going to get this loading, and we'll come back to that in a second. Now notice you have all the list of types here. In order to see the instances of these types, it's as simple as either double-clicking on the row or clicking this icon right here, and then you will see all the instances listed in a subsequent window. Notice each instance is listed by its address, its value, and also size in bytes. And we, of course, have the age in milliseconds, which is the default by which it's sorted on. You also notice when you select an instance, you get the allocation call stack below, which can actually take you directly to the line of code in which that allocation occurred. Also worth noting is that since we're inside the debugger, we have access to data tips and debugger visualizers. So we can use data tips and write NatViz and have it directly work with our instances view. In order to get back to the types view from the instances view, there's a back button right here, and you simply click that. I'm going to go back to the stacks view, and I'll show you how that works. So the stacks view is loaded, and notice we have the call tree listed by identifier here. Each of these is a stack frame listed by an identifier, and over here we have the actual allocations attributable to that stack frame. You can unfold these and actually work through the call tree of the app. This is the in-order call tree. We do plan on adding the reverse call tree in the future, as well as the ability to view the list of these allocations and their types. Now I'm going to show you guys a more powerful feature that will let you help find memory leaks inside your applications. Just a little background on the application that I'm running here. FamaTracker is a simple audio tracking program that lets you create audio tracks that sound like old video game tracks. So what I'm going to do here is add an instrument, and then I'm going to click Edit the Instrument, which is going to bring me into a series of breakpoints that I've inserted into the application. So now that I've hit Edit Instrument, we now are at the first breakpoint, which is the first call to the Insert Pane function for the dialogue. What I'm going to do here, I'll go ahead and delete this previous snapshot. I'm going to take a baseline snapshot here by clicking the snapshot icon. Because we now have a baseline to compare to. If you look down through the function, we actually have another breakpoint at the end of the function. So if I simply just continue by hitting F5 and we get to that breakpoint, you'll notice the breakpoint's actually indicated in the debugger line up here. We can take a second snapshot to see how much memory that function actually just incurred. So we had 144 allocations and about 12.5 kilobytes specifically responsible from this function right here, insert pane. Now, as I progress through the rest of this invocation of the dialogue, we're going to have another call to this, and then the dialogue is going to pop up. So I will continue through until we get to that state. And now we actually see the instrument editor dialog with the two panes that we just created, 2803 settings and DPCM samples. I'm going to take a pause and take a snapshot here. And this snapshot actually will tell us the full amount of memory that was incurred during the invocation of that dialog in completion. Now, the real interesting feature that I want to show you is we're going to close the dialog now and then take a snapshot. Since we're essentially now back at the state in which we started, we shouldn't really have any new memory laying around, right? Well, let's give it a try. I'll pause and take a final snapshot. Now, here's the killer feature. You can now look at this snapshot and see how many allocations are in here versus the previous snapshot. The arrows indicate the diff in relation to the directly previous snapshot. But what we want to do here is, since we're in the same state in snapshot 4 as we were in snapshot 1, we'd like to diff snapshot 4 to snapshot 1. The way you would do that is you would open snapshot 4, and up at the top there's a compare to menu. If you select snapshot 1 here, we should be able to see any potential memory leaks that were caused by the invocation of that dialog. Now, these aren't actual leaks that were in the program. These are things I inserted for the course of the demo, but we can find leaks using this. Notice I have two long arrays and a C sequence array. Now, you probably aren't familiar with the application I'm debugging, but I can go ahead and tell you now that we actually expect for the C sequence array to be here, but I'm a little concerned about these two long arrays. By taking a look in the instances view, it does indeed look like these are just a bunch of dummy values. Do I really need these objects? Well, if I look at the allocation call stack, I should be able to quickly go to the line of code where this was allocated. And sure enough, I'm creating a long array inside this dialog and not cleaning it up by the time the function has ended. And this happens twice because the function's called twice. So of course, we still have these here, and these are leaks. So what I will do to fix the problem is I'll remove this line of code, rebuild the solution. And we've now fixed our memory leak using the new Visual Studio 2015 Memory Profiler tool. And that wraps up the demo of the new Debug Time Memory Profiler in Visual Studio 2015. Please consult these resources for more information and look out for an RC blog post on this topic hosted on the Visual C++ blog. We would love to have you try it out in your own code and give us your feedback. Thanks.